The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Ready for another big weekend. Hopefully you are, because you know those weekends are winding down. What's left in the summer is, it seems to disappear, doesn't it, overnight. Which, to me, it feels like we just started June. I don't know, time slips away. When I was a kid, I'm telling you, and I know you can relate to this, I used to complain to my mother, I'm bored, even though we did a million things. And she would say, you wait till you're older, you're going to be wishing you were born. And boy, isn't that the truth for a lot of us. So it's been a strange summer. There have definitely been some things that have bubbled up, particularly in the Middle East. And even here in the United States, it's the summer dealing with the border, conversations about the border and what's the latest on immigration. And we knew in our heart of hearts, whatever reform was going to happen wasn't really going to happen, because you have the midterm elections and then you have the presidential election coming up in 2016. And I think it's more than the hot potato. Nobody wants to really truly head on deal with the problem, and they're just pushing it off to another time to have to to deal with it. And unfortunately, what happens is you have the crisis that we ran into. We have all the unaccompanied kids coming over and not enough people to process them. There's not enough attorneys, and Joe Biden is on the warpath there, asking attorneys to lend a hand pro bono-wise to help process the kids, and this is where the bottleneck is. A lot of it's on the legal side, because you cannot just say, okay, we're deporting you. And the reason you can't do that is that's not the kind of country we are. That's not the process we have. And you're playing the cat and mouse game anyway. So with the kids, you don't want to see that happen, because who knows? Ultimately, it would be a blight on the United States. But more than that, there could be some legal ramifications, and this is why the kids were housed for so long at Fort Sill, Oklahoma. That's all wrapping up, although they have a lease until 2016. So they were planning on most likely long-term, realizing that this is not going away overnight. And to me, the other bigger part of this story is the fact that you have MS-13 gang members coming over, and that's not an exaggeration. I have two friends, I've talked about this before, who are Border Patrol agents, and they say it's really, really bad that you have young gang members who would look at you with the dead eyes and cut your throat if they wanted to cut your throat. And then you have the innocents who are being lumped in with the gang members, and they're trying to recruit them and scaring them to death. So are we now going to send back kids who parents scrape together every dime to get them to America, and then they go back and lo and behold, they're in a gang after all, which was part of the reason for getting them out of the country. So nobody wins in this scenario. If somebody came up with a winning proposal, you know, when somebody has just a brilliant idea, hey, I have a great idea, everybody wins. The good guys at the border, the people crossing over who are not criminals, and the traffic at the border is cut down. That's an instant win. An instant win. Here's a quick story, because so many you have emailed me and told me about their personal situation with healthcare. A congressional report is now saying that over 25 million Americans without health insurance will not be required to pay penalties under Obamacare in 2016. So how about that? But you know what this does? Then insurers worry they're going to be unable to keep premiums down, So they raise the rates, and then who pays? All the people who jumped in line, got a policy, made sure they were covered, even if it killed them. And now they could have skated by for perhaps another year. Although I always feel like you're playing Russian roulette, because I had a cousin who was in between jobs. He was working for the Philadelphia Eagles and then went to work for Temple. It was a better job, the whole thing. He thought he was covered. He wasn't. Somebody smacked him in the nose accidentally. And the next thing you know, he's spending $10,000 to fix the nose. None of it's insured, and he always was good about insurance. It was just this one strange thing where they thought it would take longer. Give me a break. The worst. The worst. I don't understand. Somebody explain. All right, let's dig into quickly something else. I mentioned this at the top, you know, talking about Ebola, talking about Gaza, and dealing with Hamas. Israel and Hamas are both trying to agree to this new peace agreement, but it's looking pretty good. Hamas is not part of this equation. They may be bombing, they may be infiltrating, but they are not part of the cabinet, the administration, whatever you want to call it, just to give you a point of reference. So sad. So sad. And while that's happening, how about the soldier who claimed he was forced out of the army for serving Chick-fil-A, reading the Hannity book, and a few other things? Clearly, if he has evidence of that, then he may have some kind of a suit. But it seems odd. Major Sergeant Nathan Summers, a 25-year veteran of the military, a decorated soloist in the U.S. Army band chorus, I'm sure I probably saw him at some point, claims he was forcibly retired from the Army due to his religious and conservative political beliefs. He says, I didn't tell people about my religion, and then I decided, why am I hiding it? I can't. And it takes courage to be able to do that. It takes courage to leave the pack and stand up on your own. And bravo for him for doing that. But the Army Band Chorus will definitely miss him. As a little side note here, Congress has enacted laws to protect free expression of religious beliefs in the armed forces. The armed band broke those laws, and they are held accountable. Wow. He was great in the Navy band. I can say that. He was awesome in the Navy band. So for anyone else who decides you're going to read books written by Sean Hannity, David Limbaugh, Mark Levin in uniform, watch out who's snapping pictures of you, because that's unfortunately the kind of world we live in. Turn around, and before you know it, you've got people trailing you. Seriously. So, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Remember, you can always shoot me an email. We're open 24/7, americatonight.net. Click on contact, and bada bing, you are in. We're shaking and baking, and then we're back. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. choices, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Alabama high test, got me in a big mess. Southbound cruising with a half pound. Blue lights spinning round. Better put the hammer down. There's no Tennessee. Ain't nobody stopping the short run.
We've been talking about what's happening now, that there is the push, of course, to legalize marijuana in more states. In fact, there was even a bill introduced, a week or so ago in the House of Representatives that would legalize some cannabis strains across the nation. And if passed, it would have been the first time that a federal law allowed any medical marijuana use. And boy, have we had people write and call about this. Very excited to welcome to the show Martin Lee, Director of Project CBD, a medical science information service. We're going to talk about marijuana, the effects of it, and the use of it medically, and how it doesn't make people, as many of you have said, doesn't make people feel stoned, if you will. Martin, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate you.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So what are some of the misconceptions people have?
Well, there's a lot of excitement about this particular component of marijuana. It's called cannabidiol or CBD. And you're right, it doesn't get you stoned. It doesn't make you high. It's not psychoactive. And depending how much of it is in a particular marijuana strain or marijuana remedy, it might make it so that that remedy or strain actually doesn't get you high at all. CBD can counteract the effects of the psychoactive effects of THC, the component of the plant that does get you high. So this is very exciting because it means that people who don't enjoy the experience of getting high on marijuana, and there's many that try it and don't like it, it means that now that they can still benefit from the medical from the medical effects of cannabis if they choose the right strain. And it opens up a lot of possibilities for senior citizens, children, groups that generally you don't want to associate with getting high on marijuana, but you do want them to improve their health if they have a serious health crisis.
Yeah, and what have we found in other cultures where they've used marijuana for a long, long time this way, and it's been incredibly effective, right?
It goes back, really, humankind's relationship with the cannabis plant goes back to actually before written history. There's a long-standing relationship, and in many different cultures, it's been a very important part of the medicine chest, as it were, going back even to ancient China, where they're the first medical text ever written and compiled of all the different therapeutic herbs and so forth. Cannabis, medicinal hemp, was considered a very, very important herb in Chinese medicine. So too with the Indian medical system, Ayurvedic medicine, Arabic medicine, Persian medicine, African cultures. And, you know, even in the United States, going back to the 19th century, it turns out that cannabis as a tincture or extract was a very common component of different patent medicines and so forth. So it has a rich history as a medicine in many different cultures, including the United States.
Yeah. Do you think? Why do you think? Well, and maybe this is such a this question. You and I could talk about this probably for 5 weeks on end. But do you think the anti, it's evil, marijuana is the devil, that kind of stuff? Do you think some of that has gone away because of the legalization of marijuana in Colorado and in Washington?
You know, it's the impact of Colorado and Washington is significant, but this is the shift, the pro-cannabis shift in American culture has been building for some time now. In 1996, California was the first state to legalize medical marijuana, and that really was a key turning point, and a lot of what's going on today sort of flows from that. So I think it's building for some time, and also basically when people experience marijuana, they realize it's not that big a deal necessarily, and when people compare it to the effects of alcohol or hard drugs, they could see marijuana is relatively benign in its effects. It doesn't mean it's totally safe, but, you know, look at the damage done by different substances in our culture, and they compare it to marijuana, and marijuana comes out looking pretty good. And there's also that kind of glaring contradiction between the official policies, what the federal government says about marijuana, claiming that it has no medical value when it's a dangerous drug. And, you know, it comes off to people like that the people in the federal government believe the moon is made of green cheese. It's so obvious that marijuana has medical benefits. It's the overwhelming consensus in American culture now. And the idea that this is still officially considered in this way, that it's safe and useless medicinally, it just highlights just sort of the contradictions and the ineffectiveness of our laws. It just seems so appropriate. It's time that the government got out of the way, or at least implemented some proper regulations for this plant so that people can better understand how to use it, because we've lost a lot of education during the period where it's been made illegal. People the relationship with that plant has been sundered by marijuana prohibition, and we have to sort of relearn how to use it wisely and well for maximum benefit.
Well said. We want to tell people you're the author of Smoke Signals, A Social History of Marijuana, Medical, Recreational, and Scientific, and the co-founder of the Media Watch Group Fair as well. And when we talk about, Martin, the history of marijuana, the social history of marijuana, there were points where, and certain groups were more acceptable, correct?
Oh, yes. When you look at how marijuana came to be part of the American experience, you have to go back literally to the slave ships, bringing the African slaves across the Atlantic Ocean. The slaves brought with them seeds, many different kinds of seeds of plants that were important in their culture. And, you know, there's a long history once it comes to the Americas on the slave ships, what happens with the plant and how it becomes ultimately embraced by certain marginalized groups in American society, like jazz musicians, black jazz musicians in particular, and Mexican-Americans. It was part of the cultural experience of these groups that were marginalized ethnically in the United States for a long time, and that really didn't change until the 1960s when it began to become part of the mainstream of the American experience.
Yeah, when we look at the medical benefits of marijuana, there are people with different kinds of cancer that swear by it. And, of course, there's a whole bunch of other things that we could talk about medically. But what do you think are the big three where it's, we've really seen some results?
Well, you can certainly most dramatic has been the impact that the CBD-rich cannabis, the strains of marijuana that have a lot of the cannabidiol, the non-psychoactive part, its impact on children with catastrophic seizure disorders, very dramatic. It's not a cure-all for everybody, but it certainly helps the vast majority of children with these terrible conditions, and some of them, it's really almost like a cure. There's also the dramatic effect that marijuana has on nausea from chemotherapy. The side effects of very harsh pharmaceuticals, person experiencing those harsh side effects. It's well known for a while that cannabis can help, you know, blunt the harshness. But what has been coming to the fore recently, it's not just that the compounds in cannabis are useful as anti-nausea agents, but also they seem to have an anti-tumoral effect. There's very compelling animal studies that show that components of the marijuana plant, including CBD and THC, the non-psychoactive and psychoactive part, both have very potent anti-tumoral properties. So this is an exciting area. Then there's the whole area of metabolic syndrome, diabetes, obesity. Again, with the compound CBD, it shows a lot of promise for restoring, you know, correct insulin balance and so forth and so on. Because it turns out that the receptors in the body and the brain that respond to cannabis also regulate glucose metabolism. And metabolism and insulin sensitivity. So there's really a very broad range of conditions that can benefit potentially from cannabis. And that's often confusing to people because, you know, those on the outside looking in, so to speak, hear about all these things and they think, God, this is like snake oil. Everybody's saying this can cure everything. And while certainly that's an exaggeration and a caricature, there's definitely tremendous medicinal potential in this plant. And unfortunately, we're sort of getting a late start as a culture in rediscovering what those benefits are because we've been delayed by prohibition, which is still in effect in the United States. You know, it's changing. Definitely the laws are changing. The mood is shifting. But just last week in California, where I'm speaking from, there were still raids against marijuana grow-ops, as they call them. And some of these were the plants that had no psychoactive effect. So, you know, there's still a lot of problems on the ground, but there's no question that the whole medical marijuana phenomena is making tremendous headway in the United States.
Yeah, I agree. Martin Lee, thanks so much for coming on the show. We want to send some to your website. How do they get there?
It's www.projectcbd.org. There's a lot of useful information that's on there, and people are welcome to contact us if you have questions.
Awesome. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Very welcome.
Bye-bye.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN. It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
Welcome back to America Tonight. It's interesting. Men's Health Magazine has a piece on men and drowning. And, you know, here we are deep into the summer. And when I saw the article, I thought of two people in my life. My cousin drowned, but of course he was really young, and people had turned their backs and didn't think anything was going on and hadn't realized he had slipped out of the house and fell into the bay, and then that was it, and they found him a day later. But also I know somebody else who drowned, and this was a guy who thought he could swim okay, and he actually drowned in waist-high water. So I know from personal experience that this does happen, but the statistics are apparently incredibly shocking, and I think all of you are going to think the same thing. So in our virtual green room, one of the editors of Men's Health Magazine, my pal Greg Stebbin. Hey, Greg, how are you?
You know, the food in your virtual green room is extraordinary. And an open bar, which really delighted me.
Anything for you, we spare no expense.
Oh, we're supposed to talk about something a little more serious, which is drowning.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the drowning thing. So what's the deal on that? How come, you know, do men really drown more often, I guess, than women?
Way more.
Mm.
9 times more.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's interesting why. Let me put this into perspective. If you were to tick off on your fingers the most common ways that men die, where would you think would you think drowning would be in the top 10?
No, I think heart attack. I think something with heart.
It's number 4.
Wow.
Well, let me qualify that. For young men, not all men. For young, yes, obviously heart issues become bigger as you get older, but mm-hmm. for young American guys, car wrecks, accidental poisonings, which
wow.
is on the rise, we know. Murder, number 3, drowning, number 4.
That's
and
depressing.
Way higher numbers for men than women. And why, you ask? Because we're men and we're stupid and we drink.
That makes sense. Out in boats or even in a pool or wherever.
Or in a pool or you're just, you know, what's, as we say in the article, what are the most dangerous words you'll ever hear a man say? The 5 deadliest words in the English language for men. Here they are. Hold my beer. Watch this. Sometimes it's because we're drunk and stupid. Sometimes it's because we think we cannot die and we try to do things that are crazy. Or we try to save other people who are in trouble and we think we're invincible. And it leads to it being the 4th most common way that young men in this country die, drowning.
Wow. So obviously the thing to do is to be cautious when you're drinking and around water and not to get in, so to speak, over your head.
Yeah, and understanding drowning is also really useful. So obviously drinking and water is a bad idea.
Yeah.
It's a really
yeah.
bad. You know, if we can get the message of, you know, the designated driver and be a buddy, don't let your friend drive drunk. We ought to be able to do the same thing for swimming. But the other thing is a lot of people die drowning because they don't understand things like rip currents. And then the other thing is, and we should talk about what you should do if you get caught in a rip current, but the other thing is a lot of people die trying to help other people who may be drowning. And then the other thing is, most of us have no idea what a drowning person would look like while drowning. So someone could literally drown right next to you, and you would be expecting them to be waving their arms around like they were drowning in a movie. And
right.
the truth is, they may not say a word. They may just go under for a final time.
Wow.
It's awareness. It's just,
well,
you know,
it's being aware,
you go in
right?
the water, you should be, you know, the buddy system. We all learned it at summer camp. It's a brilliant system. The buddy system would make a huge difference. And just being aware that when you're swimming, it's smart to be aware that it's dangerous, kind of like you're generally aware when you're using a chainsaw. I'm not saying they're equal danger or same danger, but when you have a chainsaw in your hand, you are thinking to yourself, I have a chainsaw in my hand. We're suggesting that when you're boating or swimming, have a great time. We're not trying to take that away, but just be aware of the fact that that water is way more powerful than you are.
Yeah, and you know, you're talking about that, you mentioned the thing about rip currents, and now sometimes you'll see signs. Just 6 months ago when I was in Hawaii, there were terrible rip currents on a place called Big Beach in Maui. And foolishly, I saw people thinking, oh, this is no big deal. And I saw a guy just get slammed by a wave, get back in, and he started to drift off, and they chased after him.
Yes. Yeah, it happens all the time. And in fact, this story we chronicle the life of a guy, the end of a life of a guy who was down on a beach, I think it's Central America. There was a terrible rip current. They didn't know, and he just got caught. He didn't know what to do. He got pulled further and further out. He exhausted himself trying to fight his way back in. And even though people finally figured out he was in trouble and tried to help him, they couldn't help him. It was
wow.
too late.
Wow, depressing. So you mentioned this, what, you know, seeing the drowning signs, not easy, and hopefully this being pumped out there helps a lot of people. Don't look for the flailing crazy arms necessarily. That's not at all what you would see. So if you are aware that someone's drowning, what do you do?
Well, we've all heard the stories of Joe tried to help Steve who was drowning, and Steve pulled Joe under.
Yeah.
So you've really got to be careful about this. One is, you know, don't get too close to that person, because a drowning, by the time someone actually drowns, they're
right.
so physically exhausted that the reason they may just go under for a last time and not make a peep is they just don't have, there's nothing left. But up until that point, there's the flailing, and they can grab your hair or your clothes and take you down too. So that's part of what you have to be aware of. So you want to help someone, but you don't want to get so close that they can put you in danger too. So you want to reach out to them with a shirt, with a rope, with a ring, anything. I mean, it could even be your leg, but if your body gets near them, you're going to be in trouble. The further you can stay away while still throwing them something that they can use for you to tow them in to you, the better off you are. But if they get near your head or your body, they may take you down.
Yeah, wow, something to consider for sure. And there's a good thing you say, throw the rings or that kind of stuff. Absolutely have life preservers. I've seen people get on boats where it's their own boat, and they're like, you know, we're all great swimmers. It's like, are you kidding me? First of all, I don't think you're supposed to do that. And if you get stopped by the Coast Guard, I think they can check you for it. But regardless, to not have life preservers, something to throw to somebody because you never know what's going to happen,
that's
I think
exactly
it's just foolishness,
right.
Don't you?
That's exactly. And again, that's respecting the water, understanding
yeah.
how powerful the water can be. And then if you own a boat, being prepared to give everybody on the boat a life jacket and having a ring available and whatever else, you know, obviously depends on the size of the boat and things like that. But once you have respect for the water the way you would respect a chainsaw, you're going to start doing things to be prepared. Whereas if you just don't think about it, you're not going to be prepared, because when you're not thinking about things, you're never prepared.
Yeah. I think, too, because boating and drinking, you know, bringing out all the beers and fishing, it's almost like a car. Wouldn't it be smart to have sort of a designated driver? Like if you had somebody who just was totally straight. So all the other people or a handful of people on the boat want to have, you know, their drinks and everything else. But you've got somebody or a couple people that are not at all imbibing. And that could help, I think. And maybe it's kind of ridiculous to suggest, because I know that would be tough. But it would be a good thing, I think.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's – I think responsible boat owners think that way anyway. Or,
yeah.
You know, I mean, why wouldn't you? If a car is dangerous when being operated by someone who's drinking, why wouldn't you want to have somebody operating a boat the same way? But, again, the real danger is not the person driving the boat. It's people who are drinking and then getting in the water, whether there's a yeah. boat involved or not.
Yeah.
I think that's the right kind of thinking, because when you start thinking that way, you start thinking – oh, you know, this is kind of dangerous. What do I need to do to take care of myself? And what do I need to do to take care of my friends and my family?
Yeah, do you think it's equally as dangerous in a pool? Because I think some people have the false sense of security in a pool.
I think there's a whole other, I know there's a whole other set of dangers involved with pools. And part of it is probably the fact that we think it's safer. But I remember, I don't know, some years ago, a friend of mine's son drowned in a pool because he got caught. He was probably playing a game with friends, and he got caught between the ladder and the wall of the pool, and he couldn't get out. And this was a teenager. This was not a little kid. This was a teenager. How often do we hear, and we talk about this in the story, and I think this is one of the things that pools invite, kids are playing the game of, let's see how long we can hold our breath.
Right.
And again, when I was a kid, there was a pool near our house that we used to go to in the summer. And I've heard this over and over again. The kid who's the most powerful swimmer will either drown or have a brush with death by playing that game of how long can I hold my breath. Because everybody, literally this happened when I was about 8 years old. I wasn't actually there, but everybody was watching him and timing him hold his breath.
Wow.
There were 30 people standing around watching.
And that was it, huh?
And
wow.
That was it. He never came up.
Oh, that's terrible. That's a terrible story.
So I think pools in a way make you feel like it's a safer environment. It encourages playing games like that. And again, have a great time in the pool, but everybody should be aware that water is more powerful than we are, and it takes a lot of lives.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Greg Stebbin, Men's Health Magazine, something to think about, folks, for all of you listening in those nooks and crannies. Thanks, as always, Greg, for coming on America Tonight.
It's great to be here.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. 404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long term storage.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Welcome back to America Tonight in our virtual green room, Steve Kelly. He's a co-founder and CEO of ELAP Services, a healthcare cost management and watchdog firm. Now, that doesn't really tell you anything except for what I like about this guy. We had him on once before, is that he's going to tell you that you don't have to get ripped off when it comes to your healthcare. Healthcare costs are through the ceiling. I can't tell you how many conversations I have a day with people that tell me some other horror story in my own, among my own friends, and many of you called this show to talk about it. Americans are often paying, you know, 1,000% more than they should on half of their medical charges. So, Steve, thanks for popping back on the show. We appreciate the time.
My pleasure, Kate.
So what are you, you know, people are being choked to death by this, and this is no exaggeration. It's the truth, isn't it?
No question. There's, in spite of the Affordable Care Act and the different measures that people are taking to contain health care costs, the beat just goes on again and again and again. And really, the bottom line is that there's no rational relationship whatsoever between the cost to deliver health care and what is charged for health care. So that's just that's the basic problem. And there's also no rational relationship between the cost of health care and the quality of health care. We are, as a society and as a market, we're in the dark when it comes to purchasing health care services.
All right, so give us some help. Or what are some of the things that we can do to negotiate our medical bills? Because people don't believe that. They think once you get the bill, Steve, that's it. Oh, my gosh, I got to pay. What am I going to do? My house is going to cave in. But there are some things you can do.
Yeah, no question. Well, our client base, we work with employers. We work with the 200 to 1,000 employee companies. They would be school districts and towns in the public sector, manufacturers, nursing homes, chains of restaurants. That's our marketplace. And we work with the employer and advise them to move outside of the traditional insurance realm, to step outside of what we call the PPO world, the preferred provider plans that are so prevalent. The reason is, as I said earlier, there's just no way to know what the actual cost of a service is going to be. You know, you will see a CAT scan, for example, Kate, where the cost for the medical provider to deliver that service might be $250, $300. Charges can be as high as $4,000. Colonoscopies, same kind of disparity. It might cost the provider, medical provider, $600 to $700 to perform the service, but the charges are $5,000, $6,000. So they may get some kind of discount off of that through the insurance companies, but you still don't know where you stand, and there's just a complete incoherence in the pricing system. So our advice to employers is to state in their plan document, which is basically their own, if you're a self-insured employer, you form your own plan document. We ask them to put rational limits of reimbursement in that plan document. We ask them to look for what it would actually cost the medical provider to provide the service and to allow a fair margin above that. And that's what we do. We help them dig through the complexity and to understand what it's costing to deliver the service and then to allow a fair margin above that cost.
And so there you go. At least there, and it makes so much sense to me, there is a road. We just have not heard of this road, right? And so you saw the crisis, and you're a business person, but you saw the crisis, and you realized way ahead of this curve that there's a better way than what we're getting sold in Washington, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting, Kate, that businesses are very good at controlling costs. They do it in every aspect of their enterprise. You know, if they're buying electrical power or they're buying fuel or they're paying wages, they're very good at understanding what costs are and to get the best deal out there. Yet, when we get into the realm of healthcare, most businesses just punt the ball over to the insurance industry. You know, they let the insurance companies take care of that for them, and increasingly the government is stifling whatever competition there was in the insurance market. So our advice is to, as I say, for the employers to use a common metric. If you're negotiating a price or a reimbursement for a medical service, look to common metrics. It could be Medicare plus a certain amount, something that's going to be fair to the medical provider, but also keeps some respect in place for the plan itself, for the employer and the employee's assets, to make sure that you're paying a reasonable amount. And that's just been missing from the equation for ages. And as I say, employers are very good at controlling costs, but they just haven't stepped up to the plate or haven't had the wherewithal in the area of healthcare to do so. And that's what we work with them on, trying to just bring basic business discipline to the purchase of healthcare services.
When you watch, Steve, from where you are, and you see what's happening with the Affordable Care Act and the implementation of it, what do you see?
Well, you know, it's just an enormous act. And I think that, you know, my first response would be, if you're an employer, don't budget any savings on account of the Affordable Care Act for the near future. I think that's a fair comment. There's no savings. It's mostly about health insurance regulation. It's not really about health care regulation. A lot of it deals with the insurance mechanism. And I don't think that we can foresee any kind of savings, certainly not in the short term, at least in terms of immediate cost reductions. And, you know, if you're a business, I run a business and you run a business, you have to worry about making payroll and making your numbers month to month, quarter to quarter, or you stop being a business. So, you know, our advice is that employers should begin to look at this, and employees as well. Look at each medical encounter on its own. Look at what you're being charged for a particular service. Demand a copy of the itemized bill for any inpatient hospital stay. And look down that bill. If you see an aspirin on there for $6, you have a perfect right to approach the hospital. You're probably a member of the same business community as that health system, and you can begin a dialogue about what you're being charged for services. You know, we encourage, look away from the Affordable Care Act. Nobody knows how that's all, if it's even going to be around next year, frankly, with some of the challenges. But look away from the long-term and the macro discussions of healthcare economics at the political level, and just approach it like a business. Approach it like you would approach any other out-of-control expense. Enter into a direct dialogue with the people providing the service, and just use your basic business talents to see if you can work out a better deal.
Yeah, and you hear all these stories about, you know, I love the example of the $6 aspirin. What are some of the crazy things that you've heard about that where it doesn't match up, almost like we're dealing with different auto mechanics? You know, you go to one guy down the street. I hate to compare cars to our health, but you go to one guy down the street and you can get the carburetor for, you know, $1,100 installed, everything else. But then you go to some other dealership around the corner and it's, you know, it's a $2,000 or whatever it is. And I think some of your bigger items like CAT scans and that stuff, they tend to be all over the board, don't they?
Yeah, there's just no relationship between the cost of the service hospital to hospital. And it's just mind-boggling. I think it's the point has been made over and over again that it's just an irrational system. Yeah, another interesting thing we've seen is, Kate, that you can find a hospital like Memorial Sloan Kettering in New York is just a renowned cancer center. God forbid someone you love has cancer. That's where you'd want to be treated. And their prices are, you know, are like most medical providers. They're high. But you'll find that even a hospital like that is not significantly different than a community hospital. You might find that a hospital with relatively, you know, might be the 500th ranked hospital in the country has charges that are higher than a renowned academic center. There's just complete incoherence out there in terms of how the prices line up. And, you know, that's why our advice is to use metrics that are commonly available. Look at what Medicare would allow for the same service. And that's what we assist people with doing, mostly employers, and look at what would this service cost were being paid by Medicare. Now, medical providers will point out quickly that Medicare doesn't always cover all of their costs. And, you know, in that case, perhaps we would pay a claim at Medicare plus 20 or 25%. We want to capture their costs. But what we strongly disagree with is they charge six times Medicare and then offer you 30% off the charge. You know, you can't, that's not rational either. So it's kind of like an aspirin. It certainly doesn't cost $6. Now, it might not cost a penny, but maybe somewhere 8 or 10 or 12 cents is where you want to be. So you're just trying to find that rational cost. And for every service, for every product, a rational cost does exist. It's out there. And it just is a matter in many cases of getting to the table with the health system. And if you're an employer with a couple of hundred employees, ask for a meeting. Ask to speak to their managed care department. Ask for their director of new business, whatever the particular appropriate person would be. Enter into a dialogue with them. If you've looked at a couple bills from the system, they seem completely out of whack, ask if you could have an audience with them and begin to purchase just as you would any other expense in the operation of your business.
Totally makes sense to me. Steve Kelly, we got to scramble. Go to www.elapservices.com to check it out. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much. Good night, Kate.
You too.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic organic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.